During the COVID-19 era, we've had the overwhelming mainstream narrative pushed by governments and the corporate media. But there has also been the permitted alternative narratives. These permitted alternative narratives are alleged to be cover-ups, but somehow everyone in the world ends up knowing about them. The bioweapon and lab leak gaslighting has certainly been very prominent, and we have made numerous responses over the past few years to expose the complete lack of foundational scientific evidence behind these claims. Another major permitted alternative narrative has been ivermectin. In this video, we'll take a look at the history of this long-promoted drug that started out as a veterinary blockbuster in the 1980s. Many alleged health freedom fighters then became ivermectin promoters in 2020, which lends support to the fraudulent pandemic and virus narratives. And why is the pharmaceutical industry's so-called wonder drug now being touted as a potential cure for cancer?
Here comes the breakthrough in parasite control. Ivomec. Where you settle for wormers that missed important worms, Ivomec kills more kinds of worms. Where you used forons to get some pests, Ivomec is the breakthrough that kills sucking lice, mites, and grubs with one treatment. Ivomec. One treatment does a better job on lice, mites, grubs, and worms. Available from your dealer or veterinarian. Ivomec. It's the breakthrough.
My husband Mark is a few years older than me and still remembers the ivermectin commercials that screened prominently in the 1980s. Additionally, his father was a veterinarian, so he remembers the excitement of the time when the use of the product exploded in the veterinary and agricultural sectors. As Wikipedia states, Merck began marketing ivermectin as a veterinary antiparasitic in 1981. By 1986, ivermectin was registered for use in 46 countries and was administered massively to cattle, sheep, and other animals. By the late 1980s, ivermectin was the best-selling veterinary medicine in the world. Ivermectin is not found in nature and must be artificially synthesized. The starting point is two ivermectin compounds represented in this model, which are natural fermentation products generated by the bacterium Streptomyces avermetilis. These molecules are then hydrogenated, which means hydrogen is added to them to form ivermectin, represented in this model. Wikipedia's ivermectin page reports that, following its blockbuster success as a veterinary antiparasitic, another Merck scientist, Mohammed Aziz, collaborated with the World Health Organization to test the safety and efficacy of ivermectin against onchocerciasis in humans. They found it to be highly safe and effective.
Safe and effective.
You can watch my video, Safe and Effective Then and Now, to understand why you need to be wary about this often recycled catchphrase. We then get to another interesting page on Wikipedia called Ivermectin During the COVID-19 Pandemic. I say interesting because it's a very large entry with over 100 references, which suggests they want the public to know about something they are not supposed to know about. Indeed, the second sentence reads, "The World Health Organization, WHO, the European Medicines Agency, the United States Food and Drug Administration, and the Infectious Diseases Society of America all advise against using ivermectin in an attempt to treat or prevent COVID-19. Welcome to the playing field, where all permitted narratives lead to a show called The Virus is Real and There Was a Novel Disease. The page continues. Early in the COVID-19 pandemic, laboratory research suggested ivermectin might have a role in preventing or treating COVID-19. And a reference is provided. Before I talk about this reference, I'll play a short video from the Joe Rogan interview of physician Pierre Corey and biologist Brett Weinstein in June 2021. Both of these individuals have claimed that COVID-19 was a novel disease caused by a virus, and that ivermectin was being suppressed as a treatment.
I've never had to do an emergency podcast before.
Recently, we have an outpatient treatment protocol centered around the drug ivermectin.
I'm a lung and ICU specialist who's part of a group.
I'm an evolutionary biologist.
My group, the five of us, we call ourselves the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance. But this cell culture model showed that if you applied ivermectin to these, it was actually monkey kidney cells, the virus was essentially eradicated within 48 hours.
The paper referred to is titled, "The FDA-Approved Drug Ivermectin Inhibits the Replication of SARS-CoV-2 in Vitro," and was published by the Australian team of Kelly et al. In June 2020. Yes, this is the same Leon Kelly who claimed the, quote, isolation of SARS-CoV-2 from the first patient diagnosed with COVID-19 in Australia. Mark explained why they did not isolate any virus in his treatise, A Farewell to Virology. Although we are dealing with the Kelly et al. Ivermectin paper this time, you will soon see why we need to head right back to their alleged isolation paper. Straight to the method section of the ivermectin paper, where they state, to test the antiviral activity of ivermectin towards SARS-CoV-2, we infected Vero H. SLAM cells with SARS-CoV-2 isolate Australia Vic 01 2020 at an MOI of 0.1 for 2 hours, followed by the addition of 5 micromolar of ivermectin. So this study vaporized itself into pseudoscientific ether before it even began. Australia Vic 01 2020 was the product of the first Kelly study. In this study, under the section Diagnostic Testing for SARS-CoV-2, they decided that a 58-year-old man had SARS-CoV-2, i.e. a virus, on the basis that a PCR test on his fluids detected sequences that had already been declared to be viral by earlier teams, such as Fan Wu's in China. Following this initial PCR test, the Kelly team took the man's snot and mixed it with a Vero monkey kidney cell line. In the supplementary material, you can see that once again they declare there is a virus present before they even look for cytopathic effects. Figure 3 purports to show cytopathic effects or cell breakdown in the quote infected culture, which are absent in the quote uninfected culture. As is typical, no information is provided as to what proportion of the wells showed CPEs, and the details of the quote uninfected culture experiment are not disclosed. We have spent years going over all of the anti-scientific elements of the virologist's gold standard quote isolation technique. Additionally, Mark's paper, Virology's Event Horizon, outlines the fatal logical flaws in the methodology and why it can never be used to determine virus existence in vivo, as the proposed independent variable, the alleged virus, is brought about through a reification fallacy. In any case, they performed electron microscopy on the cell culture, scanned around the nano landscape, and then declared that this was their virus. In 2020, this was one of the images we were often sent by members of the public who said, "But Dr. Sam, they did find a virus." Aside from the usual problems of trying to image living biology with electron microscopy, the virologist's techniques cannot determine the biological role or significance of this particle. This and the fact that it was a minuscule component of the mixture didn't worry the team, and under the section phylogenetic analysis, they declare that they are dealing with a, quote, isolate. After a reverse transcription step to convert all of the RNA to DNA, apparently they then needed to amplify their mixture with 30 cycles of PCR.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere.
Onwards with the sequencing, including the generation of approximately 30 million 75 base pair reads from the biological mixture in the pseudoscientific wet lab process. From here it was the jump to the dry lab, where the sequences were picked up by computer programs, including Snippy. Snippy and his algorithmic friends managed to produce an in silico creation that, quote, exhibited greater than 99.99% sequence identity with other publicly available SARS-CoV-2 genomes. Kelly et al. Had no idea of the provenance or relevance of the genetic sequences they set out to find in advance, but asserted that they came from some of these particles in their cell culture soup. What's more, they asserted that they were viral in nature, being contagious and the cause of illness in the 58-year-old man from whom they obtained their samples. Nothing in their experiment could provide any evidence for such claims. In other words, another classic virology paper. So now we can depart the analysis of this paper and come back to the Kelly ivermectin paper, which stated, to test the antiviral activity of ivermectin towards SARS-CoV-2, we infected Vero-H SLAM cells with SARS-CoV-2 isolate AustralianVic01-2020. Now that you know how this, quote, isolate was obtained, you can see that it is meaningless. They are simply starting the experiment with the biological mixture they obtained in the first experiment, which in turn was already asserted to contain their imagined virus.
The circle is now complete.
They proceeded to add this mixture to Vero monkey kidney cells, again, and over the next few days quantified what they said was, quote, viral RNA, even though we have just seen they never determined that these sequences came from any virus. But, hey presto, if they added ivermectin to the cell culture, they noted what they said was approximately a 5,000-fold reduction of viral RNA.
But this cell culture model showed that if you applied ivermectin to these, it was actually monkey kidney cells, the virus was essentially eradicated within 48 hours.
The bait and switch is depicted in Figure 1, A and B, where the fraud is on full display. They claim this represented viral activity when all they could say was that it related to the quantity of expressed RNA from the cells. Figure G then speculates on the cellular mechanisms at play, which are entirely based on false premises. All they could conclude was that adding ivermectin to the test tube cell culture reduced the amount of expressed RNA they set out to measure. And the sequences they set out to measure were based on the original Corman-Drosten PCR protocol. The comparison in the experiment was with DMSO, but once again, the problem was the complete inability of the researchers to demonstrate viruses in any of their samples. Now, when you hear someone talking about ivermectin being a, quote, antiviral miracle, have you ever seen them go through the methodologies of these papers? We have not. We simply see them reporting the title or abstract of the paper. Ivermectin is not an antiviral, but it exhibits anti-metabolic properties in high concentrations in vitro. It is, of course, known to kill worms and mites and possesses anti-inflammatory effects when it is used in topical preparations for conditions such as rosacea. So the title of this paper should have been, the FDA-approved drug ivermectin interferes with the expression of RNA in vitro. However, the impact of this paper with its misleading title was massive, and the article's metrics went off the charts for a scientific journal. Almost 1,500 citations and 39 million shares on Facebook. If we check the relative performance, we can see that this article has been the number one performer for this journal for 3 years, a veritable blockbuster that went all over Facebook. Keep in mind that over the same period, attempts to upload videos by the likes of Andy Kaufman or myself discussing such virology papers were often instantly struck down from Facebook. Some of the no virus videos I've attempted to upload to my YouTube channel have been struck down in around 5 minutes. Like the lab leak narrative, ivermectin has been everywhere, which is why it gets discussed in the mainstream and on platforms such as Joe Rogan. Google Trends showed a massive spike in searches for ivermectin, particularly after the Corey and Weinstein interview. The alleged controversy has been framed in a way that suits the promotion of a pandemic. For example, this 2022 paper in Virology Journal titled Ivermectin Under Scrutiny stated, although there is no certain treatment approved by official health organizations for most patients in the early stage of the disease, pharmacotherapies including drugs such as hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and remdesivir have been employed as possible treatments for COVID-19. Ivermectin, a low-cost, simple-to-use, and widely available FDA-approved antiparasitic drug, is one of the proposed drugs for treating COVID-19 patients, and it has sparked one of the greatest debates since the beginning of the pandemic. Ignore the stark reality that it was a staged pandemic with case numbers created by tests that were not detecting a virus. Instead, we had the entire establishment and some alleged members of the freedom community shifting the debate to which pharmaceuticals can be used to dose up the unsuspecting public, and how quickly they should get them. Also note how we keep hearing that they are all FDA approved, as though that's a good thing. Many people who eventually came around to the no virus understanding informed me that they secured stocks of ivermectin in 2020 and 2021. Some even took it, quote, prophylactically. They were influenced by several individuals heralded as apparent truth tellers in the medical freedom community, some of whom sell it as part of their commercial activity. For example, Peter McCulloch's The Wellness Company currently sell kits containing all sorts of antimicrobials, as well as ivermectin, starting from $299. Dr. McCulloch has been a prominent proponent of the dangerous virus and pandemic narratives. We have exposed the virological pseudoscience and outright lies that he has been telling, and our colleagues such as Dr. Tom Cowan and Dr. Kevin Corbett have also responded to Dr. McCulloch's nonsense. One thing that is clear to us is that the virus and various fear narratives are pivotal to the sustenance of the pandemic, including the quote, alternative treatment protocols and ivermectin sales. You may see some clinicians saying they just look at the results of treating their COVID-19 patients with ivermectin. However, as we pointed out to them long ago, what do they think they are treating? COVID-19 was not a new disease. That's why there were no specific symptoms or signs, as a Cochrane collaboration review concluded by mid-2020. Confirmed cases are declared on the basis of molecular detection assays in the form of the PCR or protein antigen tests. As Professor Tim Noakes humorously pointed out in his foreword to our new book, The Final Pandemic, this would explain why Tanzanian President John Magufuli was able to return positive COVID-19 tests from a papaya, a quail, and a goat, although all were reportedly asymptomatic. The miracle narrative surrounding ivermectin has been around since its inception in the 1980s, and the compound has been praised by the industry as a wonder drug in every decade and in many of their major publications. Unfortunately, the miracle narrative continues to grow, and in the last few years, ivermectin has even been suggested as a treatment for cancer.
So does this mean there's like a now another new anti-cancer drug, you know, potentially effective for dogs and cats? I'm not going to speak to people, but it, you know, it seems like it. If any of my animals were to have cancer, I'll tell you, I'm pretty open to trying a whole array of different alternative options. You know, knock on wood. You know, if I were to get some nasty, you know, cancer, darn right I'd be trying some of these alternative options.
The paper being referred to by the veterinarian is titled Ivermectin, a potential anti-cancer drug derived from an antiparasitic drug, and was published online in September 2020. For some reason, the paper is listed under the PubMed Central COVID-19 collection, even though COVID is not mentioned once. SARS-CoV-2 does appear once in the text, but only as a passing comment in reference to the Kelly et al. Experiment that we have just been through. The paper is full of all kinds of nonsense and asserts that non-existent viruses are causing cancers. For example, the claim that approximately 80% of cases of liver cancer are caused by hepatitis B virus and hepatitis C virus infection, and the majority of cervical cancers are caused by human papilloma HPV infection. You can watch my videos on these topics to see explanations of why this can't possibly be true. In section 4.2 of the paper, they propose that if chemotherapy is not working for the cancer, then it's time to increase the drugs going into the body, and ivermectin could be just the ticket. And none of this is it demonstrated that ivermectin actually helps resolve tumours, because the authors are only citing test tube experiments and speculating about alleged therapeutic mechanisms. They conclude that we believe that ivermectin can be further developed and introduced clinically as part of new cancer treatments in the near future. There are so many pseudoscientific claims in this paper that it would be very unwise to accept such a conclusion. The number of times I have taken ivermectin or given it to my family or recommended it to anyone is zero.
Zero!
Nobody has an ivermectin deficiency, and you certainly do not need to take it to be perfectly well. If you or your animals have a problem with worms or mites or any so-called parasites, then it is time to take a look at dietary and environmental factors, rather than declare war on innocent bystanders that are acting as a cleanup crew. Nature is not at war with mankind, although mankind often wants to start fights with nature, and one of the favoured weapons is chemicals that are poured into people and the environment. Due to the missing virus problem, ivermectin cannot possibly have any, quote, antiviral activity. The only antiviral activity that can be verified is Mike Stone's antiviral newsletter, which these virologists really need to start paying attention to. This chart shows the explosion in ivermectin prescriptions in the United States from 2019 to 2021. This is the reality of a fake pandemic, where people, particularly those who question the vaccine, got pulled into the alternative permitted narrative and took a different big pharma product. Unfortunately, we still have ivermectin promoters, such as Dr. Pierre Corey, who not only continue to claim that there was a pandemic in 2020, but that there was also a, quote, deadly Delta wave in 2021, necessitating mass usage of ivermectin. The recent, quote, legal victory for his colleagues against the FDA to restrain the latter from interfering with doctors' prescriptions is only a superficial win, and it simply serves to maintain the overall fraud of the pandemic and the virological pseudoscience that it all hinges on. With regard to any of the other abilities that the highly promoted drug appears to keep accumulating, these claims only exist within the broken allopathic paradigm and misunderstandings of what really makes us ill. We can confidently say that the pathway to true health is not through big pharma products. Please check out all the free health resources on our website, drsambailey.com. And we have also published the timeless wisdom of Dr. Ulrich Williams' Right Thinking and Right Living in the book Terrain Therapy. And please consider sharing this video with someone who may be ready to move away from the constant fear narratives. If you enjoyed this video, please visit supportdrsam.com